Hello guys, this podcast is called Bloody Scene. My name is Ariana Ambrosio. I am 14 years old and I go to San Jose High. I used to live in Morgan Hill, but now I live in San Jose. And this podcast is a true story that happened to my dad. So it starts off at early in the morning on Wednesday, October 5th. 2011, my dad had got up that morning like a usual day and got dressed to go to work. We lived in Morgan Hill, California. He had worked at a cement quarry for over 16 years as a union leader and a truck driver in Cupertino. 2 weeks before the meeting, my dad called for a safety issue meeting on because one of his coworkers was very clumsy and he wasn't safe for the other workers around the quarry. Days before the meeting, my dad had confronted his coworker Sharif, telling him that as his union shop steward, he would no longer represent him because of the numerous safety violations Sharif was caused of committing. Since that day, Sharif then started to hate my dad and all his coworkers who agreed with my dad. Sharif always thought that all his coworkers, including my dad, were all backstabbers. When my dad got to his work, they were all in a trailer about to start the meeting. At around 4 a.m., the meeting was about to begin when Sharif Alman walked into the trailer and got his cup of coffee like any other day. Once everyone was sitting down, Sharif went outside to his car and was out there for a couple minutes. He had walked into the trailer again and pulled out a handgun and an AK-47 from his sweatshirt. He then shot his supervisor 3 times in the stomach, who was standing at the front of the table talking. After he shot his supervisor, he started shooting everyone one by one down the row. While he was going down the row, he had got to my dad and shot him in his right arm while sitting down trying to take over. He felt the burning heat of the bullet go through his arm as my dad dove under the table to take cover. While my dad was under the table, he decided to play dead and covered his head with his injured arm. When my dad heard no more shots, he started to peek out under the table. He saw Sharif open the door thinking he was gonna leave, but then he walked back in the trailer with the AK-47 and started firing again. Then Sharif walked past him to make sure he was dead. He had thought that my dad was dead once he saw blood on my dad's head, so he then ran to the door to escape. After Sharif had left, my dad got up to make sure the coast was clear. He quickly called 911. My dad called the dispatcher, and he had told the dispatcher that he needed help immediately. Here is what the dispatcher and my dad were saying.
Are you're shot 4 times or 3 times, sir?
I'm just throwing blood out. I mean, he just shot all over. He just went.
Okay, where are you shot, sir?
In my arms. I think.
So all 3 shots in your arm?
I think they're just so hot.
Okay.
But it's not me I'm worried about. It's more my supervisor. He gets chewed by the heart. And
okay, where is he at?
They're all laying down. They're all just laying down.
Okay, where? Because when help gets there, we're going to send them straight into the people who need it first. So yeah. Can you tell me where these people are laying?
They're right beside me. Right here. I'm calling by the phone. They're right beside me.
Okay, so everybody's, like, in the same area?
Yeah, but what happened was we were having a safety meeting, and one guy went postal. His name's Sharif Alman, went postal and pulled out an AK-47.
So was he in the meeting?
Yeah, he was in the meeting, but he just walked out and walked back in with the gun and just went crazy. Have you ever seen a massacre? That's what it looks like right here in the office.
Sir, I understand, but just because there's a lot of blood doesn't mean that you can't, that there's no help that you can give these people.
I mean, these people are dying. They're yelling. What do you do? What do you do? They want privileges.
Sir, I understand. I understand that you guys have just been through something very severe. I totally understand that, but you're telling me that these people are dying, and I'm trying to tell you if there is any kind of help that we can give them, sir.
I mean, the fastest you can get ambulance.
What happened?
No, one of the...
After my dad had called the dispatcher, one of my dad's coworkers had told my dad that his coworker, that is my dad's cousin, my uncle, was shot 4 times, 2 in the stomach and another 2 in the leg, and he was now pronounced dead. My dad then started crying and could hardly breathe, knowing he died, and it was too late to save him by the time the ambulance got there. Once the ambulance got there, they quickly took my dad and his other coworkers that were badly injured to the hospital. Once my dad got to the hospital, they told him he was very lucky the bullet didn't stay in his arm for such a long time, because it would have been a lot harder to get the bullet out of his arm. Later on that day, they released my dad. He had been one of the few people to be released from the hospital. Since Sharif was on the run, the police then found out that blocks away from the quarry, Sharif had saw this woman at a stoplight in her car, and he then decided to shoot her, and ended up hijacking her car to escape faster. 2 days passed, and Sharif was still on the run, hiding somewhere in the area by the quarry. After the police spent days searching houses and backyards around the area, they found Sharif's body in a house, dead, with bullet holes in his body. The police then took Sharif's body to the hospital to run a couple tests. After the test, they had found out that he had shot himself and committed suicide, which made the victims' families feel more safe that he was not on the run and free anymore. Ever since that day, my dad has not trusted anybody and learned to not take life for granted. And also, to always live your life, because in a flash of an eye, your life can end very quickly. Thank you guys for listening to my dad's true story, Bloody Scene.